Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Friday. It's Steen on Sports. Okay, I had to remember what day it was. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter, at Steen on Sports, and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. And through this weekend, I will get all the podcasts up. We finally got our system working, so I'll try to get as many of those up as I can. I'll try to get them all up there. As always, we want to take a moment to thank our sponsors of the show, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Palmer Group, Northwest Bank, and Woodman Controls. We'll talk more about them as the day goes along. No baseball tonight. You're going to get Saturday and Sunday. You're going to get Twins Royals. And next Tuesday, Wednesday, you're going to get the Twins at the White Sox. We have a lot to talk about today. Zach Steenblock's going to be here in just a second. I got him on hold right now. B Styles coming in. We're going to talk NFL draft, NBA, whatever else we can get in. And with that being said, I want to welcome in Zach Steenblock. He's at Zach Steenblock on social media, on Twitter. Zach, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Nice to hear your voice. How's things?
Right. Everything's going well.
Good.
It was nice all day long, and now it's like overcast and windy.
Yeah, and a little rainy. It got rained on when I got out here. We're getting ready. We're as soon as I get done with the show, you guys are heading up there in a sec. Going up to Ames to celebrate with Nate a little bit before his graduation in a couple of weeks. So it'll be fun to see you guys tonight.
Yeah, I haven't been up to Ames in a while. It's been a long time.
So I have to ask, because I heard some of the story, but he had to go because he was going into class. So winning the softball league last year now puts you into a tougher league. How'd that go last night?
It was not great.
That's not very fair.
It was like a B league, and we barely won. Maybe even the C league.
And they put you in A league.
They put us up, and then the team we played last night, they're like, yeah, we play like three times a week, travel on the weekends. And I was like, oh, cool. I haven't swung a bat since last summer, so sounds good.
That's awesome. Always good. So if you which one do you want to start with? You want to start with the NBA, or you want to jump right into the NFL draft?
We can start with NBA.
Okay. Curious to see kind of your take for tonight. Two huge games. Home teams both have 3-2 leads. Both visiting teams are the higher seeds. Who has a better chance of winning tonight, Sacramento or Memphis?
Is Draymond playing tonight, or he already served a suspension?
No, he's already served a suspension. He's been coming off the bench and playing amazingly well.
Probably Memphis. I don't know. I don't think either of the road teams win tonight. LeBron is probably going to close it out tonight and just make another playoff run, as we've seen for the past 20 years. And the Warriors are just, they're playing really well. It took them a little while to get going. They're all healthy. And playing in Golden State's tough. It's not easy.
No. And the thing that happened for them, and it's happened every time they've won a championship, they get a couple of games on the road. I mean, in the NBA playoffs, if you're the higher seed or the lower seed, whichever, if you're not the number 1, 2, 3, or 4 seed, you have to win games on the road. And Golden State has, that's why they've won as many championships they have. That's what happens. And I agree with you with Memphis and the Lakers because of this. It's in LA. You're going to have to fly to Memphis. LA is an older team, and you get one day. You have one day to fly there, and you play the next day. That does not bode well. And the rest of the playoffs don't bode well for the LA Lakers because of how, the games have kind of been spread out. They're not spread out after these last games.
Right, and then how much of the flying doesn't matter? They're flying private.
Well, they are. It's just not
like riding in a car.
Right, it's just not staying in your same bed, not doing the same stuff, don't see your kids. I don't know how much they care about that, but, that's kind of.
I don't know. I don't. It's weird enough to say it. With the whole Dylan Brooks thing, I think he just cursed the Grizzlies. They played so well for so long, all year long, right?
Right.
Now it's going to come down to how well, you know, John Morant plays.
Right.
He's going to have to drop, you know, a lot of points tonight and really facilitate while he's dropping all these points. You know, he's, I don't know.
These series
I'm probably wrong, but I don't think the Lakers or the Warriors will lose. So
yeah, I agree with
that. Maybe being on sports parlay tonight is both favorites. How could it lose, right?
There you go. I love that. There you go. Take that to the bank right there.
Right.
Here's the other thing that's tough for both Sacramento and Memphis. Number one, they've lost, you know, they've lost a game at home. But your two superstars, so Sacramento, De'Aaron Fox, it is he broke the tip of his middle finger on his shooting hand. And Ja Morant's hand's been hurt. And De'Aaron Fox was 4-for-18 shooting. And if he's 4-for-18 shooting, there is no way that Sacramento can win that basketball game.
Right. And that means that all of those shots fall on Keegan Murray and
not
can
enough.
A rookie be trusted, you know, in one of these elimination games, right, in the playoffs.
Right.
And especially, you know, he went to Iowa, so
they're not even trusting him. Anywhere. You know, he started that game the other night and in a big way had three touches, three pointers, made all three of them, and didn't touch the ball again until 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Makes no, I mean, that's coaching. I'm sorry. You know, we put a lot of pressure on these guys. You know, Sabonis isn't playing very well for Sacramento. That's coaching. You have to get those players. If somebody's hot, get them the ball. And if he's your superstar, you get him shots. I don't understand it.
Right. And you're right. And I think at a certain point in the playoffs, your coach is going to, you know, make some adjustments, right? Or, you know, drop some plays. But your superstars have to see what's happening on the floor, be able to read it, facilitate it, and then make the changes that they have. They don't get paid $300 million for contracts, you know, not to be able to do that. And, you know, Jimmy Butler did it, right?
LeBron's
done it so many times. You know, it at the end of the day, the coach isn't going to be on the floor. You can't do as much as, you know, they think. And I think it falls on the superstars to, you know, you got to earn your keep, right?
Right.
You got to do something.
Well, you do. But that's the little bit, you know, I've never been I don't think Steve Kerr does a lot of coaching during games. I think Steve Kerr does a lot of coaching during practices to get these guys ready to perform in games. I think Phil Jackson did the same thing. But if they see something that's that blatant, you got to be able to talk to them a little bit. Once again, we're talking to Zach Steenblok. He's at Zach Steenblok on Twitter. There's some great games coming up, too, because I think the Philadelphia-Boston series is an awesome series because that brings
they
you back to
the
1980s. When they threw punches a bunch of games. And, you know, this is a huge – everybody's picking on Giannis, and I get it. But now Joel Embiid, man, everyone wants to make him MVP. He's the greatest player in the NBA. He's got to win a playoff. I mean, he's got to win a playoff that counts, a series. And he has James Harden with him, and Boston has Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. I like Boston's chances.
Yeah, it's just tough because I really like the 76ers. I really like Embiid, you know, since he came to the league and was at Kansas. But, man, the Celtics, they're tough. And, you know, I was surprised they lost two games to the – they played the Hawks, right?
Yeah. That's that hate out there for Trae Young, baby. Trae Young's a good ball player.
Well, and I don't even know if the 76ers and the Celtics, the players, hate each other as much as the fan bases can't stand each other. They're both just absurd cities that love sports.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
You know, it'll be rowdy. It'll be fun to watch for sure.
I think the series that everyone's been waiting for, I think everyone wants to see if Jokic can win a big playoff game. And I think everybody wants to see, you know, I get that Phoenix has Devin Booker and it has Kevin Durant and Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton, and then you and I throw shorts on and play because that's who the rest of their team is. That's a tough thing against a very deep Denver team.
It is. I think the matchups are really weird. You know, Ayton, we haven't seen anyone be able to guard Jokic all season long, so I don't know how you stop him. And Ayton's not a quick guy on his feet by any means, right? He's the pure center.
Yeah.
That is, you know, since the 1980s, you've had that center. But now with Jokic and Embiid and, you know, maybe even Giannis, right?
Yep.
It's so different. So the matchups are tough.
Joker's going to take him out on the three-point line. I guarantee you that.
Right. And then it's like, who guards Kevin Durant, right? Like,
yeah,
you put your power forward on him, who he's going to blow by and, you know, cross him over. And then you got to worry about Devin Booker and then sneaky Chris Paul. I have a future on the Suns. I took it before the playoffs started. Maybe I'm just talking myself into my future bet for them to win, but it's the Kevin Durant effect.
Right.
You know, the Suns were good, and then it's like, holy crap, Kevin Durant. You know, he's going to get 25 and 8, right, every single night.
See, this is my kind of turning a little bit and understanding some of the things that people have said. LeBron is a unicorn. The way he plays at this age and his body and everything he does, I don't like the social part of him, but I like the basketball part of him. Kevin Durant is the biggest unicorn of all. I mean, that's Wilt Chamberlain, who can dribble and pull up from anywhere on the floor. It's crazy.
It doesn't make sense. And then with LeBron, he's put so much money into his body.
Yeah.
He has a 28-year-old's body still.
I totally agree.
And, you know, Kevin Durant, no one in the league can contest his jump shot. No. It's impossible.
It's 8 foot tall when he's done.
Yeah, he's 7 feet and he's jumping and everything. It's like he will never take and contest a jump shot, you know, and it's like us shooting on a 7 foot hoop. It's a lot easier to, you know, make baskets on a 7 foot hoop than it is a 10 foot hoop, right?
Are you telling me that Joker hasn't put a couple of million dollars into his body?
No, he has.
A couple
right?
of pints,
I know that.
Maybe.
Right, exactly. Well, it's different overseas, right?
No, yeah.
same with Luka. You know, he was done with a big game. I think it was last year, you know, since they didn't make the playoffs.
But beers.
I think it was last year. He's just having a beer, like, post-game. It's like, God, man of the people.
I think Luka's been drinking beers with all those old guys since he was 14 years old.
Right,
so.
Exactly.
Okay, so the most valuable player of the playoffs so far, there's nothing even touches this guy. Jimmy Butler has been unbelievable.
Yeah, it's easy to forget about Jimmy Butler. You know, he's been on so many teams. You know, he's fought through injuries, and I'm trying to think, was he going off in the bubble during COVID?
Oh yeah, that's that, yes.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, he's just reemerging, and he's a character, man. I love it on the floor. He is MF and everybody on there.
Oh yeah.
He has that mentality, right? And that's what you want on your team. But man, the Heat looked good. I don't understand why Bam has been, you know, he hasn't done anything, I feel like.
No.
So I don't think they've even reached their, you know, the peak that they could have. And
the Tyler Hero thing
good.
Hurts
he's
them, though,
so
to,
good for
to,
so long.
To get to the finals. Not having that outside shooter is going to hurt them.
Right. You know, I feel like we've been watching NBA playoffs for like a month now, and there's still like another month and a half.
First series. Exactly. Let's jump over. Once again, we're talking to Zach Steenblok. We had about 3 minutes left. Let's talk a little bit about the NFL draft. You know, I think it's so funny today because you're hearing ESPN, CBS, Fox, and they're, you know, grading people and doing all that and grading it off things that they're saying that we all think that 90% of the stuff they've been saying for the past month's all been lies. I can't stand that part, but I love watching these kids. And I like seeing Anthony Richardson, you know, somebody took a chance on him. CJ Stroud, someone took a chance on him. For local, Will McDonald, I think is awesome. Lucas Van Ness is awesome. Jack Campbell. I don't care what people say. These NFL teams, see, you listen to all these experts. NFL teams want players who play in their system. And these guys are just talking about them in general, you know, trying to rank them 1 through 100. And they don't understand when somebody doesn't take a pick where they think they should take a pick, that these NFL experts start ripping on the teams. I hate that.
Yeah, and what makes them experts, right?
Exactly. You
know, they call themselves experts.
And none of them have ever run a team. They don't understand any of that.
Right, and I think, you know, now – maybe you don't see as many of the teams, you know, reaching for people just because they get scrutinized so much. You know, you won't hear the end of it, right? And the cool part is watching the first night of the draft is you're seeing, you know, 22 to 23-year-old guys, just their lives changing in front of their eyes. You know, all these first-round draft picks are, you know, getting, you know, their signing bonus, and they, you know, will get a contract for the first round, and it's, you know, it's cool, right? It's full circle. They've been
set money. You don't have to negotiate. It's awesome.
Right? You've been smashing heads, you know, for 20 years, and this is finally, you know, where you've, you know, come to be. And I feel bad for Will Levis, but, I mean, I don't think he's that great.
I don't either.
Probably work out for him because they won't be like, oh, he's a bust if he's, you know, put on a team that, you know, has an older veteran quarterback and he can, you know, get into the system and whatnot. But, you know, we'll see.
My day got brighter yesterday when my guy got his contract. I was getting worried.
Yeah.
I was trying reverse psychology to say I didn't care and we didn't need him to get them to try to sign him.
He's my
favorite
player.
I love it.
I follow him on Twitter. He's so funny. He's just a normal person. It's nice to see, you know, the rich and famous people who are in the limelight all the time. At the end of the day, they still put their pants on the same as we do, right?
Yep.
And it's nice to see that. And he's just enjoying life. You know,
And for all those people out there,
he wouldn't have got $200 million. You know, probably not. He'll get $150 million,
right?
You know.
And all those people out there that said he needs an agent, he ain't paying anybody $5 million today. So I think he's thinking that's pretty cool. So,
exactly.
Hey, I will see you up in Ames about 6:45, buddy. Thank you.
All right. See you.
Zach Steenblatt. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk. For real sports fans, be right back. Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Friday. Hope everybody's enjoying their Friday. Started out nice. Not very nice out there. A little windy, rainy. You are listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ and the website 1700thechamp.com. Just had Zach Steenblatt on. I want to thank him. B Styles coming in at 5:21. We're going to talk NFL draft, a little NBA, maybe a little hockey, see where he wants to head that direction. No Twins baseball tonight, but Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to have. So we have all that going on. Oh, this segment is going to be brought to you by Northwest Bank, commitment that you can bank on, taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agriculture, private banking, wealth management, and insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across this the northwest side of the state. You can check out Northwest Bank mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever you have your phone in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. You can also go in and see all the great people inside the banks as well. Once again, don't wait and open up an account with Northwest Bank, commitment that you can count on, member FDIC. Okay. So I talked a little NBA with Zach. So let's kind of do a dive into the NFL draft last night. I thought it was pretty exciting. I thought it was a lot of fun. It was fun to watch them. It's just fun to watch everybody get excited. The players get excited. Everybody trying to see who can pick up Roger Goodell faster, stronger, throw him around. I want to see one pick him up and put him over their heads and then drop him on the ground. That would be, man, that'd be great too. I'm just kidding. Sorry. I don't think there was here's a really funny thing. If you would have went back, let's say 8 weeks ago, when the Mel Kuypers and Todd McShay and all these guys are putting out their things, I bet you it's a heck of a lot closer than it was the last couple of days or some of the stuff that's out there. These guys get paid, and I get it. For me, I love doing this show. I love talking sports. I love doing all that. Social media, sometimes it's hard to be real on social media because if you put something out and it's truly what you believe, the amount of people that don't you know, they're hiding behind stuff. So it's not like they're saying it to your face. Maybe some of them would. I definitely would not. I can't do that. I'm not very good at doing that anyway. But, you know, all the stuff that's out there about all these guys and he can't do this and he can't do that. Listen, even comparing Bryce Young and CJ Stroud, the first thing that you have to know about both of these kids, intelligent, athletic, and winners. Okay, if you're going to be in the NFL, having those three characteristics beyond everything else puts you on a pretty high pedestal. No issues in their backgrounds, no trouble at their schools. I mean, you have a draft. If you went down all the draft picks, the 31 picks since my brother from another mother, Scott, who's with me on Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. His Miami Dolphins, you know, they did a no-no and they lost their pick. So there was only 31 picks last night. When you come in and you know, the only thing, here's the deal. The only thing that people can say about Bryce Young is he's too small. You can't say how he flips the ball. You can't say, you know, how he reads coverages. The whole whatever the something something test that they did that CJ Stroud didn't do very well on. Okay, so then here's me covering for CJ Stroud. My issue that I have with CJ Stroud is quarterbacks from the Ohio State's offensive system don't normally generate well in the NFL unless you go to a team that's willing to take some of that and bring it in. I think he has a chance. I think he has a chance to have that happen. I really do. So, I don't know how everything's gonna go. I liked everything about the draft last night. The kids looked. I mean, it was, you know, they get to wear their suits and they get to show for the first time, really. They get to show who they are. They get to show their personality. You know, if you go to Alabama, Nick Saban's not a lot about you showing your personality. Now, if you go to Colorado right now with Deion Sanders, as long as it fits with his personality, you're doing a pretty good job of sticking with that. You know, a lot of people today, you know, just going through. So you had C.J. Stroud. He was picked second by the Houston Texans. And then the Houston Texans, we all knew that some teams wanted to move. They wanted to move away and move down. And Houston went back up, and someone said, well, they paid too much for going back up. You, in doing so, you have to tell the Houston Texans that next year, depending on where they're at and what their needs are, they're going to get a better player than Will Anderson from Alabama. I don't think that's possible. And they gave up, I mean, they gave up a third round pick. I think they swapped. I think the Indianapolis Colts did a really good job. They have a backup quarterback, and if I'm wrong here, somebody shoot me a text. But I thought I heard them say that I can't remember if it was Andy. No, it's Andy Dalton's at another place. It's Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew can win football games in the NFL. He just can't be the leader of your team for the next 5 years. It doesn't work. He's not that caliber. But I think Anthony Richardson can learn from him. I love that pick. I love the pick Seattle had. They went and got Devin Witherspoon. They needed a corner. They got him. The Arizona Cardinals need somebody to protect Kyler Murray. First time that they've actually done that. They consulted with Kyler. The narrative out there is that Kyler Murray is an issue and a problem. Kyler Murray is not the issue or the problem. He just wants to have a say. You paid him over $200 million. He wants to have a say. I think that's okay. Got him a tackle. The Raiders took Tyree Wilson. You know, I think they said we're gonna live with quarterback. Maybe we'll go. Maybe they jump up tonight and take Will Levis. And we'll talk about him in a second as well. Here's the one that I had a problem with last night. And then I found, you know, because somebody actually agreed with me and they sent this out as well. The Atlanta Falcons needed an offensive weapon. They went wide receiver last year. They have a couple of good wide receivers. They have a good tight end. I think they're set in those places. They went out and got what everybody said was the best running back in the draft, Bijan Robinson from Texas. Kid's a stud. And they're like, you can't pick running backs in the first round that high. Says who? Their salaries are set. You know what the number's going to be. I want five. If I'm drafted, I'm getting him as soon as I can get him, and I'm going to get my 5 years out of him before he gets his next contract, and then I'm going to look at it, and I'm going to see. And everybody said, nobody does that. Okay, nobody does that except for the Giants did it with Saquon Barkley. Before they really put it together with Brian Daboll, the games that they won was because of Saquon Barkley. Leonard Fournette, somebody did it with him. Christian McCaffrey, somebody did it with him. Ezekiel Elliott. No matter what you think of Ezekiel Elliott now, Ezekiel Elliott, when he came into the league, was the best running back in the league. They got 4 years from him, not paying him very much. Then he kind of put him through the ringer, so I get that part. But the first 4 years they had him, he was the best running back in football. Todd Gurley did the same thing. They're like, what'd Todd Gurley do? Todd Gurley, until he got hurt, had some of the greatest seasons that you can have. I mean, I can't fathom that you're just going to say this stuff because it gets you on TV. I don't get it. They just love to hear themselves talk. The reason that the Philadelphia Eagles are set and they're set for a long time, it's the same thing that I say about Kansas City. There's some other teams out there as well. Their organization is a well-oiled machine that does what they're supposed to do. Jalen Carter has some issues. He's not as mature as you should be for someone with that type of talent. What better place to go to than go to the Philadelphia Eagles, where you have a bunch of veterans that will keep him in line? That's what he needed. I love that pick. Darnell Wright out of Tennessee, Chicago Bears, went up and got him. Justin Fields needs protection. He needs protections to throw, and he needs enough protection that if he takes off running, he has a lane. That's all he needs. The Titans took an offensive lineman. Ryan Tannehill's getting old. You still have Derrick Henry. This is going to be the last year for both of those guys in Tennessee. Maybe not in the league, but in Tennessee. The Lions. Here's the other one that everybody had a problem with. And the Lions took Jahmyr Gibbs, a running back, Alabama, at number 12. And then they took Jack Campbell, a linebacker, at number 18. Everybody's up in arms about it. Well, here's Steen's take on that. It's their football room. It's their draft board. And for what Dan Campbell has done since his first interview to two seasons through, he has changed the atmosphere, the attitude, and everything with the Detroit Lions. If they think Jahmyr Gibbs gives them a better chance, he is outstanding out of the backfield. He's an outstanding pass protector. And he's a really good running back. You take him. Don't give a crap what all those guys say. Once again, they're saying the stuff they're saying, maybe not because they believe it, but it'll get them clicks, and that's how they get paid. I mean, that's the part of this I don't like. So I'm telling you what I think. I think they looked at somebody. He takes coaching. That's important. I think they had a great interview with him. That's important. Dan Campbell, the front office, they're on page. They know what they want. They took him. They took Jack Campbell. They need a leader on that defense. There's never been a day in his life, I guarantee you, that Jack Campbell hasn't been a leader. Six-year-old peewee football, leader. High school at Cedar Falls, leader. Iowa Hawkeyes, leader. Walking into Detroit Lions locker room, leader. Take him. Tell everybody else to could care less. Pittsburgh Steelers took Broderick Jones, blindside blocker for Kenny Pickett. I think it's a great pick. Will McDonald went to the New York Jets. They needed someone that could attack the quarterback. It's great. Will McDonald, Jack Campbell, and all of those guys are got picked above their grade because of their character, where they played football, the systems they played football in, two of the best defenses in college football with great coaching. They know what they're getting. That's what they're doing. You know, then you had a couple of runs on corners with Forbes and Gonzalez. The Patriots needed a corner. Then you had Jack Campbell. The Tampa Bay Bucks replaced a defensive tackle that they needed to. Seattle, what a great draft so far. Seattle, Devin Weatherspoon, probably the best corner. And then they got Jackson Smith, I can't say his last name, but he's from Ohio State. Sorry, Susie and Ted. I think he was the best wide receiver out there. And if he wasn't, Quentin Johnson was next. The Los Angeles Chargers took Quentin Johnson. Justin Herbert. It gives them a third wide receiver, probably a fourth wide receiver. And then this is my aha. If Scott was here, the funny one is, let's see, which one should I do? There. La-la-la. The day before, yesterday, the Baltimore Ravens signed Lamar Jackson. I think it's all me because I was doing reverse psychology saying he's not coming back, he doesn't want to be there, blah, 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 and everybody worked it out. And what do they do? What's the first thing that they do? Zay Flowers, Boston College, deep threat, catches the ball, doesn't drop balls. Pat Mahomes was like, I would do anything to have him on my team. And now Lamar Jackson gets him. Odell Beckham gets that. Mark Andrews still there. Still have some other pieces that they can fall in place behind them. It was a huge deal. Run on wide receivers. The Minnesota Vikings got somebody to go be on the other side of Justin Jefferson. Younger, more athletic than Adam Thielen in getting Jordan Addison from USC. Great player. The Giants got a corner. Needed it. The Buffalo Bills took Dalton Kincaid. They needed a tight end. He's a blocking tight end. I loved it. The Cowboys took Mazi Smith from Michigan. That was kind of a hit or miss one when you're listening to people. It's another one of those schools. Jim Harbaugh, he was coached right, right? The defensive coordinator coached right. It matters for Dallas. Offensive tackle Anton Harrison went to, where did he go? He went to the Jacksonville Jaguars. A humongous offensive tackle from Oklahoma. Yes, Trevor Lawrence, another great organization without Urban Meyer. Blah, did a good job. You're listening to Scene on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. A little bit more of the NFL draft, maybe some stuff coming up tonight, and we'll go back into NBA. B-Style still coming in to give his answers on the NFL as well. Be right back.
101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody, once again. Happy Friday. Last segment of this first hour on Friday. Gone pretty fast. Had a lot to talk about. I want to thank Zach Steenblock for coming in that first hour. B-Style is coming in the second hour. Make sure you stay tuned and listen to that. You're listening to Steen on Sports, 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ and the website 1700thechamp.com. I will get the, we had our, if I say skimmer, no one's going to, because I didn't even know what skimmer was either. But all of our shows, they're recorded in our segments. We have six segments in a show. They're recorded. We break them down. Take the you know, other content out of there, the commercials and all that stuff, and condense them down, and that's what goes up on the podcast. It hasn't been working for some of us who have to do this outside, and we just got that fixed, so I'm going to take this weekend, probably on Sunday, maybe late Saturday, early Sunday. I'll get them all out there, and we'll keep on top of those, and I apologize for that. As always, we have Minnesota Twins. Saturday, Sunday, it's Twins Royals. 12:30 pregame and 12 o'clock on Sunday. And then next Tuesday, Wednesday is Twins at the White Sox, 6:10. First pitch, no pregame because it'll just go right from my show right into that. So there won't be any pregame at that particular time. This segment is going to be brought to you by Woodman Controls. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company, provides, designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services, HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls for the entire state of Iowa. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com and look for various high-end employment opportunities in development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more. Also, you can check out all the things that I talked about up there. They explain all of them. It's a really nice thing to have in your building. And Woodman Controls, it's an automation machinery or an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. Sorry, I went a little off script there. Wow, shouldn't do that. Okay, a couple of things. Just had the ability from admin here that we are going to introduce a contest on Monday for 1700 The Champ and Bacon Fest with Brooks Reynolds and Scott and I was Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. It's going to be a Facebook-based. I will give you more details when details come out because we can't start anything until all those details come out. Then we'll put the details out there, and then we'll talk about them on Monday and Tuesday. Tuesday for sure, probably not Monday. It'll be Tuesday for sure, and then we can also enhance on that with Brooks Reynolds coming in on Tuesday with Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Great job by Scott and Brooks and I and the radio station. It's just a cool thing. Bacon Fest is a cool thing. We've been going for a long time, and I'm very, very, very excited about all of that. There's another thing out there right now, and you can get these at some of the participating locations. It's called Pints for Parkinson's, and I don't always talk a lot about personal stuff. I tried to talk about it as much. I want you to know who I am and what we do. I married into a great family. I was an only child. I married into a family that had 4 girls, and I have an amazing mother-in-law, Nana. We talk about Nana all the time. I have an amazing father-in-law. His name was Bumpa. His name was John Schaffner, but his name to us was Bumpa. And we lost Bumpa mainly because of Parkinson's. And it fits into a couple of things that mean a lot in my life. 1, Bumpa. 2, beer. And it is $40. It's called a $40 passport, and it is you present the passport at participating locations May 29th through September 4th. You buy one, and you get a free pint. Okay, that's a great deal. Are you kidding me? Just to give you some, Lua Brewing, Big Grove, Buzzard Billy's, The Chicken, El Bait Shop, Fong's Pizza, Hessen House, High Life, Tap Room, Kins, Lucy Home, Rita's, Royal Mile, all the Jethro's, University Library, Cafe Truman's, and the Red Monk. I found a couple others. The one I have not yet is the Red Monk. I need to figure out what that is because I think it sounds really cool. But once again, it's Pints for Parkinson's. It's an ugly, debilitating disease, and difficult. It's difficult. Taking care of, I mean, it was just not fun. I lost my father to Alzheimer's, and I lost my father-in-law to Parkinson's, and it's not an easy way to go out, and it hurt. And if you get to help other people so they don't hurt, I'm in. So we'll talk about that more as we go. Okay. Here's an interesting thing. When we jump to the 12-team college football playoff, and I think that's not this year. I think it's the following year. If I'm wrong, somebody hit me up here. I think we have one more year of what we had, and then it goes. They're going to have to go head-to-head with some NFL games. Now, I understand that the NCAA really loves their NCAA football. Somebody help me here if you don't agree. Once again, the NFL is a big dog, and I don't know if we want to try to be in the same general area of the big dog when it comes to that. But we'll see. I also think that I think college football will – I think it'll change its schedule around so it doesn't have to be that way. But we'll see. We'll kind of see what happens. I thought this was I didn't see this. Somebody just sent this to me because of what I was saying. And Colts GM Chris Ballard. I really like Chris Ballard. I think he's done a really good job. They've had some tough times with injuries and you know, not having Andrew Luck be healthy and be able to give them what Peyton Manning did really set that organization back. But he kind of called bullcrap on the practice of leaking to the media negative information about certain players before the draft to see if you can help your drafting position maybe get to this player. And I agree with him. I agree with saying when I was going through this list, I was agreeing as well, saying, you know, oh, you shouldn't take Bijan Robinson in the first round. Running backs don't belong in the first round. And blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he does. If he helps your team win football games and you think that's going to matter, you do everything in your human power to win football games. That's it. Nobody cares about anything else. And there's some teams in the NFL that haven't won a lot of football games for a lot of years, and they're still there. So you don't have to win football games to still be around, still make money. But if you want to be the cream of the crop, the top of the top, you have to know what your football team needs, and it doesn't matter where you go get it. If you're the Kansas City Chiefs and you don't feel that drafting wide receivers and running backs in the first round or other players and you can get them later and you can help develop them, if that's what your program does, you do that. The Atlanta Falcons have had some tough times. The thing that I haven't seen anybody, and I mean anybody, say is that Bijan Robinson isn't a great running back. Now, as an Iowa State Cyclone, do I think he's as good as Breece Hall? No. I think they're different. Do I think he's as good as David Montgomery? No, but that doesn't really matter because that's just being biased on my part. But I told you that you're looking at Todd Gurley, Ezekiel Elliott, Leonard Fournette, Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, and Bijan Robinson. Tell me who's bad in that grouping. Nobody. Now, did they have long careers? No. You're going to get 5 years out of him with this amount of money, or you're going to get, if you draft him in the sixth round, you're going to get 5 years of him at that money. And if you get another shot at him, most teams don't, then I don't get it. I found this interesting today as well. Illinois Chancellor Robert Jones tells The Athletic, the notion of expansion is not really at the top of our list at this moment. That's just an honest answer. We're only going to do what's best for our current membership. There has to be some value added for expanding beyond. They're talking about